Today's other headlines, President Trump is suing JPMorgan Chase and its CEO, Jamie Dimon, for $5 billion, saying the company closed his accounts for political reasons after he left office in 2021. The lawsuit alleges the decision, known as debanking, abruptly cut the Trump Organization off from access to millions of dollars and disrupted its operations. In a statement, JPMorgan said the suit lacks merit, adding that the company does not close accounts for political or religious reasons. Trump and other conservatives have accused banks of improperly cutting off their accounts following the January 6th attack. In Davos, Switzerland earlier today, President Trump met on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
How was your meeting with President Trump, Mr. Zelensky? How was the meeting?
Their meeting happened away from the cameras, but afterwards, both leaders used the word good when describing the talks. And in his address to the forum, Zelensky cited progress on peace efforts and called on Russia to come to the table to end the war.
The documents aimed at ending this war are nearly ready. Ukraine is working with full honesty and determination, and that brings results. And Russia must become ready, too, to finish this war, to stop this aggression.
Zelensky was also critical of Europe's slow and disjointed response to the war in Ukraine, comparing his repeated warnings of the threat Russia poses to the film Groundhog Day. It comes as President Trump's envoys, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, are in Moscow, where they met with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Meantime, on the ground in Ukraine, the latest Russian strikes hit the eastern city of Dnipro, where at least 7 people were injured. Today marks America's official withdrawal from the World Health Organization, 1 year after President Trump signed an executive order setting the nation's exit in motion. The pullout threatens to plunge the WHO into an even deeper budget crisis, with Washington long being the health agency's biggest financial backer. The U.S. is also leaving behind a $260 million bill in unpaid fees, even as it's required by law to pay all outstanding debts. The State Department today argued that the American people have paid more than enough to this organization, and this economic hit is beyond any financial obligations to the organization. In Australia, a gunman who shot and killed 3 people and injured 1 more remains at large. The suspect shot 2 couples in 2 separate locations in the small town of Carjaleco in New South Wales. Police say the shooting will have a lasting impact on the town of only about 1,500 people.
What I will say is that, again, it's a tragedy that's taken place in a very small country town and will have a big effect on the community.
Become a force that can't be measured.
The latest shooting took place as that country observed a national day of mourning for the 15 victims of last month's massacre during a Bondi Beach Hanukkah celebration. At a service in Sydney's iconic opera house, attendees lit candles and heard from the country's prime minister, who apologized for failing to prevent the attack. Here in the U.S., a closely watched reading on inflation ticked higher. The Commerce Department said today that the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index rose 2.8% in November from a year earlier. That's a bit more than the month before and above the Fed's preferred target of 2%. Today's report was delayed by last year's government shutdown. Meantime, on Wall Street today, stocks continued their rebound as tariff concerns ease. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added around 275 points on the day. The NASDAQ rose nearly 200 points. The S&P 500 has now recovered much of its losses from earlier in the week. And a blues-infused vampire epic has made Oscar history.
Sinners.
Michael B. Jordan in Sinners. And Ryan Coogler, Sinners.
The film Sinners is nominated for a record 16 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. That breaks the previous record of 14 nominations set by All About Eve, Titanic, and La La Land. The action-packed one battle after another, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, trails just behind with 13 nods. Both films made the cut in a brand new category, Best Casting, alongside Hamnet, Marty Supreme, and The Secret Agent. The 98th Academy Awards ceremony will air on Sunday, March 15th. And longtime Vatican reporter, author, and friend of this program, John Allen Jr., has died. The Kansas native covered multiple popes, starting in 1997, first for the National Catholic Reporter and later the Boston Globe. Allen was also a frequent NewsHour contributor, sharing his insights as recently as last year for a report about the conclave that elected Pope Leo. John Allen Jr. passed away today after a long battle with cancer. He was 61 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, former special counsel Jack Smith faces congressional scrutiny over his investigations into President Trump. A Texas jury acquits a former Uvalde police officer for failing to act quickly enough during the Robb Elementary School shooting. And we examine the president's confrontational approach to the U.S. court system 1 year into his second term.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WET.